The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A couple of days ago, or at the weekend just past, we had the disciples in that upper room. We had Thomas, who declared he did not believe, rejoin the group a week later, and Jesus appears to them. And when Jesus appears to them, he tells them, "Do not be afraid," and he tells them and offers them peace. "Peace be with you," he says a number of times. He tells them again and again not to be afraid throughout the New Testament, and again in this apparition, which we would have heard at the weekend. We see an amazing transformation in the lives of those apostles. Back then, and leading up to that time when they cowered in that upper room, the disciples had been afraid. They had followed their master as he prepared to bring about a new kingdom. They may not have understood what that kingdom would involve. And when they come to Jerusalem, when they think it's going to be the finest moment, Jesus is taken from them, crucified, and dies on a cross. But he did rise from the dead. But still the disciples are afraid. They have already denied they knew him. Some had run away. And then we come to last weekend. The Spirit descends upon the apostles. They are told not to be afraid. And they go out. We've seen a transformation between that day and the reading we heard from the Acts of the Apostles today. We have Peter, who denied he ever knew Jesus, now standing up before the... We had Peter who, I'm not sure if you had a little musical interlude there. I hope you enjoyed it if you did. If not, we had I had a musical interlude here. We had Peter who was afraid and denied that he knew Jesus, now standing up before the Sanhedrin, the high priests, the officials in the church, telling them that you were the people responsible for crucifying Jesus and he was our Savior. So there's that movement from being afraid to being courageous and reaching out and moving out. Maybe Peter heard again the words of today's psalm. Maybe he acknowledged his humility and his poverty before God. And maybe I'm inspired by those closing lines. "Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord will deliver him." And so as we gather today, we ask the Lord to be with us. We acknowledge our poverty, our weaknesses, our challenges before the Lord. We acknowledge the difficulties today in our own country and around the world caused by the coronavirus. It would be a lovely desire to be free and to do all the things that we normally did. The restrictions are challenging, but they will keep us well. Lord, we ask you to give us patience, to acknowledge maybe the poverty of normal life that we experience right now when we can't do what we always did. We know, Lord, that you too will deliver us. And as you gave Peter those blessings and sent him out with the other disciples and gave them courage, give us, Lord, courage to deal with our challenges today. Be our strength and encouragement.